It was one of the greatest grand finals of all time. And when it came to the big story, Jonathan Thurston, it was a fairy tale, you have to say. Paul Gallen, it was a magic game, that's for sure. G'day, mate.
Hey, boys. Yeah, it was. It was a good game, no doubt about that. I think Dave Smith will end this year pretty happy with the product that was on the field. You know, you go back to the State of Origin series with the biggest crowd and biggest TV audience ever, and then to finish off with a game like that, he's pretty happy, I reckon.
Gal, what do you think of the finish? Like, the Broncos were doing their best to tackle their way to the premiership, and then JT keeps the ball alive, gets it to Michael Morgan, and that try in the corner was, you couldn't have set it up any better.
Oh, it was an outstanding finish. I thought, you know, the Broncos got a bit of unnecessary flack the last sort of 10 minutes when the way they were playing. I mean, I thought that's just the way you close the game out. Mm. You know, you slow it down, you kick the corners, kick for touch. I thought they were doing a good job at it. So there's a lot of negative talk about how they're being negative, but obviously, you know, it's a free-flowing game, so people want to see the ball moved a bit. But I just thought, when Milford made that break with about 20, 30 seconds to go, if he just had a knowing that he didn't need to try and score, he obviously passed the ball, and then I think the next bloke, Kyle Felt, raked it, and that's how the Cowboys got the ball back. And obviously they went downfield with 10 seconds to go. JT gets the ball. He managed to beat a couple of blokes and found Morgan. And man, I know JT's a superstar, no one will be better than him, but this Morgan, he's an outstanding player. And you know, just set a try up like that with virtually no time left on the clock, it was very well done.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal and a great promotion of the game. I thought, Gal, overall, just the style of footy. We watched the AFL and it was a one-sided contest. Often they can be, but the closeness and the type of footy that was put on for everyone to see, I think that was the treat on the day.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I've spoken to a couple of people, and I haven't thought myself at half time. It wasn't a brutal grand final. It wasn't like an Origin where they smashed each other, but you know, they absolutely threw the ball around, and it was free flowing. You know, both sides don't get into the wrestle too much. They sort of get up. I thought that's what actually might have let the Broncos down. Actually, that last play of the ball, they didn't wrestle in that play of the ball at all, and just gave JT way too much time to kick the field goal. But that's obviously the way they play. But as you said, mate, it was just a wonderful version for the game. If that was your first game of rugby league you've ever seen played, I think you're a fan. So, as I said, I think Dave Smith will be extremely happy this morning. And in the whole season, the way the whole season went, I think he'd be pretty happy.
Gal, all the talk about Golden Point, whether it's right or wrong, whether we should have it in grand final, should there be extra time then in Golden Point, what's your view on it, mate?
Yeah, look, I don't like being on the fence, to be honest. I'd like to make a decision for you guys. I'd be happy if it wasn't there. You know, I think for a grand final, maybe extra time first and then Golden Point. But I'd be happy during the season if it just ended a draw. I think if a draw did end during the season, I think it would make the back end of the year a little bit more interesting, because you'd have teams on uneven points and for and against would come into it a lot more. So, look, I'd be happy if it wasn't there, but as I said, look, I'm only saying that because I don't like sitting on the fence. I'm quite happy the way it is now. It was a shattering way to lose for Brisbane, but they're the rules we're playing with at the moment. So, look, I'm not too upset by the result on the weekend. I thought it was a great game. As I said, you know, if it's the first time you've seen a rugby league game, you saw that game, and you know the story about Jonathan Thurston. Now he's done everything in the game, and all he needed to do was lead the team to victory to stamp his authority on the game as an immortal. You know, I think we're pretty happy with it.
Yeah, and on that, that's now talking. We were talking about whether he was an immortal or not last week. I think everyone said, of course he is, and he doesn't need to be a premiership winner. But now that he is, Gal, they may be trying to short-circuit the whole induction into becoming an immortal.
Oh, look, I don't think he can short circuit it. I think JT will be happy to bide his time. He'll be named there one day. I mean, I was one of the people who thought, look, to win a grand final, he doesn't need to win one. But then over the weekend, I thought, you know what, I think he does. And I think he needed to win it for himself, not for everyone else. Wally Lewis is an immortal. He never won a grand final, but I'm sure Wally, all the accolades that he gets, there's always that butthole, always that empty feeling inside himself. And I think if JT never won one, you know, leading a side to victory as a halfback, he would have always had that bit of a numb feeling himself. So I think I think it's more important for JT that he did it, and I'm actually really happy for him that he did it. You know, all the rivalry between myself and Queensland and Queensland sides and around Origin time, you know, I've played a lot of test matches with a lot of them guys, and JT's one of them, and he's a terrific bloke. He's a great ambassador for the game, and, you know, I'm generally very happy for him that he's won it.
Gail, I thought it said a lot about the game of rugby league, the amount of care that was around Ben Hunt from both sides after the game, you know, including the Cowboys, and JT went up to him afterwards. You know, how does a player get over something like that?
Oh, look, I think he'll get over it. I think that's what being a halfback. I just feel so sorry for a bloke like that. I talked him up all week as already on par with blokes like Cooper Cronk and, you know, obviously not JT, but certainly Cooper Cronk and Cherry Evans. And look, I thought his game overall, he controlled the game fairly well, but just his last, you know, I mean, he gave that penalty away with the spear tackle that gave the Broncos some sort of field position, the Cowboys field position, and then obviously that drop ball off the kickoff. It wasn't a good way to end it, but he'll get over it. He's a young bloke. He's got a very good coach up there. He's got good blokes around him, some good senior players. I mean, he'll come back. He'll be fine.
And Gallo, a bit of a shock for Wayne Bennett there. He's been to grand finals and never lost. That's his first.
Yeah, obviously, I think he was assistant coach back in the mid-'80s.
That's right.
Yeah, to be a coach on his own, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure that would have given the players a lot of confidence going into the game as well, not only the coach. I think, you know, knowing that your coach has never been beaten in a grand final, you know, would give you a lot of confidence. And, look, at the end of the day, they're 1 second off, one tackle basically off doing it. So, they weren't too far away, but at the end of the day, there's always first, isn't there? And that was Wayne Bennett's first grand final loss. So, as I said, he'll get over that as well. And he's got a great squad up there for the next couple of years. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, at the Broncos at the start of the year, if you had told me they'd been in the grand final, I would have almost laughed. I would have said they're definitely a top eight side because they've got some quality players. But you know, give them at least a year or two to wind into things. And I think Bennett even said the same thing. So it's scary to think what them blokes could do the next sort of three to 5 years, basically.
Go, let's get to the most important part of the day. Cole Chisel, you'd be a Chisel fan, wouldn't you?
Yeah, don't mind. Outstanding. That was good. So I had a bit of corporate stuff to do, but then obviously went out there and sat out and watched them, and I thought it was good.
Legendary. Three of the great songs, and just finally from me, Gal, when you reflect on the season, the Sharkies obviously played particularly well, I thought, this year. Didn't quite get to the end, but you're pretty happy with the shape of the game?
Oh yeah, the shape of the game overall, I think, as I've said a couple of times, is outstanding. You know, the Sharkies personally, look, when you reflect back on it, it was a positive season. But you know, for myself and for Sharkies players, when you go to a ground, I got to the grand final at about 10 o'clock in the morning. I had to do some work there, and just to see the amount of preparation that goes into a day like that when the main game starts at around 7:30, I get a bit jealous, to be honest with you, and to see the amount of effort that goes into it and how important it is to get to a grand final. I spoke to Shane Flanagan on grand final night, and now we've both got a big goal to get there by, you know, at the end of next year, hopefully. So, but overall, you know, we can move forward, the Sharkies as a club, and hopefully we can improve by a game or two next year.
It's been fantastic, Gal. Have a great off-season, mate. And on behalf of everyone here at the show, we thank you for your commitment to this show and all the great chat each week. So take care and thank you.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
All the best. Paul Gallen, it's been fantastic to have him on board the last few years, and he's very, very forthright, and I like his honesty about the game.